Blog Talk Radio.
This shit ain't gonna sound perfect until years from now, nigga. So just fucking spit it. Just let it rip on these niggas. Just let it rip. Yeah. Ayy, said, why you flexing? You look precious. Boy, I leave you messy. Ayy, bring your checks and I'm investing. Mama need no stressing. Ayy, no contesting. I'm a blessing. Do you get the message? Ayy, learn a lesson through these sessions. Diamonds come from pressure. I keep it popping till my coffin. Y'all gon' see the effort. Ayy, get to walking. They start talking. Thought they need some pepper. Ayy. They're my brothers, different mothers, who you think you're touching? Ay, get some butter for these dummies, we gon' eat some breakfast. Coming for the top, I cannot fuck with no ops. Said I'm coming for the top, said I'm coming for the top. Cannot fuck with dots, nigga gotta get the guap. He gon' keep it poppin', I hope my flow is moving your shoulders. There is no stopping, my GPS keep moving me forward. I get too cocky, that's why you never see me sober. I keep on smoking, it made me really nice with these jokers. Deep down I'm focused, need the tokens, why my fucking lonely? The game I'm choking, I'm the devoted, y'all gon' get the notion. Yes, I was broken, I was frozen, now I'm feeling chosen. Try two doses of this poem, this shit way too poet. Don't carry rubies, that don't mean I ain't been through it, ayy. My stepdad stole my trampoline, but Koki blew it, ayy. He grabbed the knife and grabbed my mind, said he gon' do it, ayy. He put that shit right to a belly, then he moved it, ayy. It's that fuck shit that done led me to the music, ayy. I'm a blessing, sent to mama, I'ma prove it, ayy. Ain't no rest till I'ma gonna keep on moving, ayy. That's why I'm stressing over shit they think is stupid. Ayy, yeah. When I hop on this instead of knock it like dominoes. I like them ratchet, I ain't got time for no snobby hoes. Yeah, that's my brother, that's my slime, I'm talking snotty nose. I'm loving how the beat is tasting like some sloppy joe. I'm trying to get the paper ASAP like a Rocky though. Hey, yeah, that's my brother, call a socket though. Hey, I'm trying to keep that green shit up inside my pocket though. Hey, I wanna have so much, I look it like a wallet though. Hey, niggas violent though, they ain't really violent though. I stay silent though, I watch my money climbing though. Hey, that's why I'm rhyming, ho. Where's my deal? I'm signing though. Ain't he perfect timing though? Look on wrist with diamonds, ho. Hey, I keep on finding flows. No, you feel the climate though. Hey, I'm colder than the shit that took off half the dinosaurs. Hey, yeah, I wrote a bitch, my nigga, this a mild dose. And I don't owe a bitch, I say that till I'm dying though.
Yo, welcome to OG Radio. It's your favorite host with the Buttered Toast Radio Rail. Welcome to Friday Night Sit Down. I'm currently not even home yet, y'all. I had some errands to run, but shout out to Genesis because I called her real quick to help me out real quick before I got home, started the radio part. But I got a guest for y'all tonight. She's an amazing person. We met and linked up through Clubhouse app. For all those who don't know what Clubhouse is, it's hot for right now, only iPhone users, for people who's involved in the media, artists, CEOs of companies, like everything of that nature. I will reveal her name. She's calling in 30 minutes. So when she gets in, I will definitely get her on, and we're going to chop it up. It has been a long Friday, and I appreciate everybody who called in. It's been a short week to me. Like it just flew by. Like I woke up Monday, went to sleep, and here it is Friday. I know right now usually everybody be shaking ass and that thing, but word on the street is that T.T. Lowry is going to open Chicago the fuck back. Oh, she's going to open outside. You know, I'm pretty stoked that she's going to open up outside pretty soon because we need it. Not going to lie, we need it. You know, we've been in not everybody, but a lot of people have been locked in captivity for a long while. You know, they don't really go out the house unless they go get some stuff, some supplies from the stores and whatnot. You know, I don't really know. You know what I'm saying? Long overdue. I hope that everybody stays safe and I pray that everybody is well and I'm really hoping that when everything opens the hell back up, that we're able to continue to do everything that we want to do as far as, you know, for like myself, radio shows, meeting people, going to events, day, all of that. Because, you know, when my birthday hit, I wasn't able to do nothing. But, you know, it was all good. You know, I don't really trip on stuff like that. You know, I always make the most of when my birthday come around. But I am so stoked to hear that she may be opening up. She may be opening outside back up. And I also heard that she might be fired. T.T. Lowry might be fired because she's under fire. From what I heard is that police broke into a lady's house. It was the wrong house. It was naked watching Grey's Anatomy. And T.T. Lowry didn't do nothing about it. She didn't do shit about it. Police broke into her house looking for a guy, and the guy was next door. So that's what I got. That's what I heard. So word on the street is that T.T. Lowry is under fire for that. And this happened 2 years ago, I believe. But because usually, you know, you'll hear T.T. Lowry, you know, on the news talking about some shit, whatever the case. But I ain't heard from T.T. Lowry. I ain't heard from her in a hot minute. And, you know, I usually be quick on shit like that, but I ain't heard from nothing from her. It's crazy that I didn't. But from my understanding, you know, I'm pretty stoked about the guest that I'm bringing on tonight. Because she, well, you know, I ain't gonna reveal everything right now. I ain't gonna reveal everything right now. Not at all. I'm gonna wait until she gets on the show to reveal everything. I'm gonna definitely wait till everything is revealed. I'm gonna wait till she calls in and reveal everything. But I love networking with people, and you know, I found her by networking. You know what I'm saying? I love it. I don't know what's going on with the radio show at the moment, but I don't know if y'all can hear me.
This shit ain't gonna sound perfect until years from now, nigga. So just fucking spit it. Just let it rip on these niggas. Just let it rip. Yeah, yeah. Ayy, said, why you flexing? You look precious, boy, I leave you messy. Ayy, bring your checks and I'm invested. Mama ain't need no stressing. Ayy, no contesting, I'm a blessing. Do you get the message? Ayy, learn a lesson through these sessions. Diamonds come from pressure. I keep it popping till my coffin. Y'all gon' see the effort. Ayy, get to walking, they start talking. Thought they need some pepper. Ayy, they're my brothers, different mothers. Who you think you're touching? Ayy, get some butter for these dummies. We gon' eat some breakfast. Coming for the top, I cannot fuck with no ops. And I'm coming for the top, and I'm coming for the top. Cannot fuck with dots, nigga gotta get the guap. He gon' keep it poppin', I hope my flow is moving your shoulders. There is no stopping, my GPS keep moving me forward. I get too cocky, that's why you never see me sober. I keep on smoking, it made me really nice with these jokers. Deep down I'm focused, need the tokens, but I'm a fucking lonely. The game I'm choking, I'm devoted, y'all gon' get the notion. Yes, I was broken, I was frozen, now I'm feeling chosen. Try two doses of this poem. This shit way too poet. Don't carry rugas, that don't mean I ain't been through it, ayy. My stepdad stole my trampoline, but Koki blew it, ayy. He grabbed the knife and grabbed my mind, said he gon' do it, ayy. He put that shit right to a belly, then he moved it, ayy. It's that fuck shit that done led me to the music, ayy. I'm a blessing, sent to mama, I'ma prove it, ayy. Ain't no rest till I'ma gonna keep on moving, ayy. That's why I'm stressing over shit they think it's stupid. Said I knock it like dominoes. I like them ratchet, I ain't got time for no snobby hoes. Yeah, that's my brother, that's my slime, I'm talking snotty nose. I'm loving how the beat is tasting like some sloppy joe. I'm trying to get the paper ASAP like I'm Rocky though. Hey, yeah, that's my brother, call a socket though. Hey, I'm trying to keep that green shit up inside my pocket though. Hey, I wanna have so much, I look it like a wallet though. Hey, niggas violent though, they ain't really violent though. I stay silent though, I watch my money climbing though. Hey, that's why I'm rhyming, ho, with my deal I'm signing though. Ain't he perfect timing though? Look on wrist with diamonds, ho. Ayy, I keep on finding flows. No, you feel the climate though. Ayy, I'm colder than the shit that took off half the dinosaurs. Ayy, yeah, I rode a bitch, my nigga, this a mild dose. And I don't owe a bitch, I say that till I'm dying though.
Yeah.
What's up, people? This is Genesis.
And your boy,
what's
Radio
up, Radio
Real? We have some technical difficulties, I believe. I don't even know. I'm not even in front of the computer. But I hope everything is all right.
It is doing fine. I was helping your boy out, so I am about to let you get back to your show.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good show.
Thank you, Miss Jennifer. But like I was saying, y'all, the key to success, no matter what you want to do, I always say it's through networking. It's never what you know, it's always who you know. So if you're trying to get a specific job or anything specific, I feel like you always have to know somebody, you know what I'm saying, that get you through whatever they need to get you through. It's been working for me, but that's just me, you know. People have their own little methods. So I want to look at me doing some nigga language and shit. Methods for the F. That's another thing I want to hit on real quick. People are so unique. We definitely have our own language, our own lingo. You know what I'm saying? I love it. We have our own lingo, you know, and I feel like nobody can take that away from us at all. You know, like, I've heard, like, when I was on a Clubhouse app, I was networking, meeting people, whatever, and they had me on the air, and they was like, man, I know that people from Chicago sound country. And I'm like, what? Like, I don't even, like, I guess because living here, you don't hear it. But I guess the people living in other states, Chicago, have a distinctive sound to the, you know, for themselves. I guess we have that certain sound where people are like, oh, yeah, that nigga from Chicago. It's crazy. You know, I don't even think I even sound country, but to the next person, I sound country. And then, but if you hear somebody from Mississippi or Tennessee, you'd be like, nah, that's country. But then they turn around and hear us and be like, oh, nah, you sound country. Or, I know you from Chicago, you say third shit. Like, we got hella lingo that came from here that you know that a motherfucker from Chicago. I know growing up, saying the word Joe was definitely, you know what I'm saying, a big thing. You know what I'm saying? Joe was definitely a shit that we say here in Chicago, head ass, face ass, you know, shit. We got a lot of lingo. You know what I'm saying? Good, buster, runner, like a lot of shit. So, shout out to the entire Chicago, you know, for us coming up with our own lingo, having our own lingo for people to be like, yo, I know you from Chicago. But I really want people also to not all of Chicago is bad. People be like, oh, you from Chicago? Oh, they be killing. They kill too much. Like, it's not all of Chicago. It's just parts of Chicago that's bad, and that's anywhere with any city. You know what I'm saying? You got anywhere that you live, you have that bad part of whatever. And, you know what I'm saying, they be killing, drilling, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? But it's not all of Chicago, people. You know what I'm saying? Chicago is a beautiful fucking city. And if you are from the hood, if you can make it in Chicago, if you can survive Chicago, you can make it anywhere, yo. Anywhere. I want that to be known that if you're from Chicago, you make it out the hood, you can make it. You know what I'm saying? I think, and I say that for any hood that you found, from Baton Rouge to, you know what I'm saying, ATL, the West Side, Bankhead, Zone 1 through fucking however many zones they got. Any ward in New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? You make it out the hood, you can make it anywhere. And it's big in Chicago because we are known for killing, which is bad, you know what I'm saying? That shit is horrible. Fucking horrible as shit. But, you know what I'm saying? If you can make it out your hood and make something of yourself, you can make it anywhere. Like, anywhere outside of that hood where you think that you are have the worst hood in the world, you can make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing faze you. You feel me? Like, for me, I made it out of Chicago. So, even though I'm still living here, I made it out of the hood. And I feel like I can make it anywhere. Like, I can walk up into L.A., go to L.A. hood, where there's Bloods and Crips and essays and all that shit. And I feel like, shit, y'all niggas don't faze me. I made it out the hood out of Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Because Chicago is a motherfucker, I ain't gonna lie. It's a big city, but it's a small world. You feel me? It's a big city, but you run into everybody. You know what I'm saying? You can run into your third grade teacher. You know what I'm saying? Chicago like I say, it's big, but it's small. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. I feel like Chicago is small because you can run into any and everybody at any point. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing to run into a motherfucker at the mall or at a specific store. You know what I'm saying? You go downtown to the Nike store and see some motherfucker that you clicked up with a long time ago. You know, so that's just how I look at it. But back to the situation at hand, I feel like, again, for specific things that you want in life, networking definitely fucking gets you there. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I've got very far in radio by networking. Motherfuckers wouldn't know who the hell Radio Rail was if I never networked. You know what I'm saying? But I fucking love it. I love this radio shit, man. You know, like I said earlier in the week on my Tuesday show when Genesis was able to interview me, like, I love this shit, man. This is now my passion. I found my purpose in life. You know what I'm saying? I feel like my purpose in life is radio. You know what I'm saying? I love doing radio. I love making people laugh. I love when people just like, yo, you a fucking fool, you know what I'm saying? When you did your show and you said this, that, and the third, like, yo, that shit was funny and I can relate to it, my nigga. Like, yo, that shit dope. Like, I want OG Radio to be big as hell, like the 85 South show, you know what I'm saying? They started off, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller, CC Young Fly started off on Wildin' Out. That's when they started off on. And then they made it big. You know, they got their own podcast now. And it's doing big. They've been doing shows, live shows and shit, and they made it big. I see us like that, you know what I'm saying? Where we can go out big and interview people and have a designated place to have these artists come on the show. You know, like I know y'all wanna see y'all want to put faces to our names. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all want to do that. I just want to let y'all know it's coming soon. It's definitely coming soon. I'm definitely going to start. I'm going to start doing the YouTube pretty soon. So that way, y'all know who I am. You know what I'm saying? Put the name, the face to the name. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to do that for y'all. That's something I definitely want to get going for y'all. But I definitely made it home, y'all. And it's I'm home now, and I can do this shit the right way. I can finally get on the computer and, you know, look at my screen because, man, it was kind of a... It's kind of tough doing a radio show just strictly off your phone. Like I had no internet access, so I couldn't do shit. So a big shout out to Genesis. She helped me out. I am home now and I'm looking on my screen and it's super great. But what I'm gonna do real quick, I'm gonna play a track before my guest call in. She's calling in 6 minutes. So I'm about to go ahead and play. What do I want to play? I don't even know what I want to play. I'm gonna play something that we could vibe to. We could vibe to. I don't know what we could vibe to. I really don't know what we could vibe to. I ain't gonna rap. But this is Essence, one of my King Bree. This is one of his homies, his artist that he put me on to. His name is Essence. This song is called Nah, Nigga. So without further ado, here we go.
Yeah. First class. I mean, real shit.
The bar
and
reach.
I'm good, man. Like my guy going through the lane. Left hand, right hand. Pull up, jump. What the fuck I do, man?
I'm on probation, so my nerves bad. I was moved in, now I'm first class. Born in, don't need a G-pass.
Asking around that hood, they saying that breed back. Bitch, I'm on my, I don't give a fuck about nothing. Walking like the rental, I am not about bluffing.
Yeah.
Paper boy, steady fiend, pockets on stuffing. They might be a temp, but I'ma always be the roughin'. The one they wanna be,
yeah.
The one they come to see.
Yeah.
The one your bitch go fucking while you emulating me.
Yeah.
I just put dent on a Chevy Monte Carlo. Swimming in that pussy screaming Marco Polo. I swear that she is slow, ho. Send her back to Soho. Check my dripping mojo, music virtuoso. Oh, so fly when I hop out the Bolero. Everything go, got me feeling like a pharaoh.
I mean, foreign girls, foreign bitches, foreign shit we wearing, cause you niggas don't know what the fuck is going on around y'all.
No, you don't look familiar, no, I don't know who you know.
No.
We ain't on the same scenes, I don't go where you go.
No.
Yeah, we ain't about to feature, nigga, I don't flow how you flow.
No.
My paper on another time, I don't blow what you blow.
No.
You don't look familiar, no, I don't know who you know.
Know.
We ain't on the same scenes, I don't go where you go. We ain't about to feature, nigga, I don't flow how you flow. My paper on another time, I don't blow what you blow.
I am so far ahead of my own self, I vision my own wealth. But niggas wanna stop me when they see me moving. Still, I'm pursuing my dreams like nothing else to do. Get to the bag by all means, like I's brother do. And I ain't just sending words, that's what a letter do. Shit, critics call me incredible. Like, how the hell you ain't signed yet? So I reply, look, just listen, don't mind that. I earned that right. There's a message behind these bars, like a convict in the cell, sending letters from afar. Always ready for a spar. Oh, God, it's gonna be a cold winter. No feelings like anesthetic, poker face, and I play whatever I'm dealt with. Give me the cold shoulder, but the heat and melt that shit quick, so forfeit before we started. My gift is border retarded, I leave them daily departed. That's some cold ass shit.
No, you don't look familiar, no, I don't know who you know.
No.
We ain't on the same scenes, I don't go where you go.
No,
no, we ain't about to feature, nigga, I don't flow how you flow.
No.
My paper on another time. I don't blow what you blow. You don't look familiar, no, I don't know who you know. We ain't on the same scenes, I don't go where you go. We ain't about to feature, nigga, I don't flow how you flow. My paper on another time, I don't blow what you blow.
No, you don't look familiar, no, I don't know who you know.
We ain't on the same scenes, I don't go where you go.
No,
we ain't about to feature, nigga, I don't flow how you flow. My paper on another time, I don't blow what you blow. You don't look familiar, no, I don't know who you know. We ain't on the same scenes, I don't go where you go. We ain't about to feature, nigga, I don't flow how you flow. My paper on another time, I don't blow what you blow.
Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body, work your body, work your body. Man, so I'm hoping for a one night stand. And I've been thinking about this moment. Know you thought about this moment too. So I'ma grip up on that ass like some plies. So baby, please excuse my hand. And we can meet up in the hotel lobby. We can get the party started. And we can keep it on the down low, shawty. We ain't gotta tell nobody. And I'ma work your body. Hands all over your body. And I'ma kiss all over your body, every single inch of your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body. Work your body,
body bumping.
And I'ma work your body, work your body, body, work your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you.
Your boy Radio Rail here on OG Radio Friday Night Sit Down. And like I told y'all earlier, I have a special guest in the building. It is the owner of Next Up Hip Hop. Brittany Barber is in the building, y'all. What's up, Brittany?
Hello, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
No problem. So go ahead and let the world know who you are and what you do.
Okay, so a little bit about my company. It's called Next Up Hip Hop. It's a media company where I do interviews on the red carpets for just different events. And so right now, with everything that's going on, I'm focusing now on up-and-coming artists from all over the world.
And that's love. That's pretty much what we do here. We do local, but not only local. We do, you know, from any and everywhere. We do artists. And I like to also interview people who aren't artists. And that's why I'm glad you decided to come on the show. When did you first fall in love with music in general?
I fell in love with music at my first concert. I'll never forget. It was when I was in the fourth grade, so I had to be about nine years old, and my aunt took me to a concert, and it was LL Cool J, Escape,
hey.
And Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That's what's up.
Yeah, and so when
up.
I went to that concert, go ahead.
I didn't go to my first concert till like literally about 4 years ago, and I saw Drake and Migos. That was my first concert.
Yeah, no, my first concert was when I was in the fourth grade, so that's when I fell in love with the whole hip-hop world, and, you know, I'm like, I actually like this. This is dope.
And I could have just imagined, because, like, LL Cool J is one of those dope artists that people forget about, that he was, you know, definitely been with the shit, definitely been a straight lyricist at an early age and on to kind of like now.
Yeah, it was just a cool day because we have this record. I'm originally from Las Vegas, Nevada, and so we have this this company that sells CDs, and so earlier that day, I actually got to see LL Cool J, and he signed like a poster board or whatever, a poster. And then later on, I got to actually see him perform. But I was like singing all the lyrics. I was a huge, huge, huge fan of Escape. So that was really cool to see Escape, as well as Bone Thugs and Harmony. I'm sitting there as a fourth grader cussing along with him, and it was just a cool moment from history.
Right. So what led you to have an interest in the media world?
Besides just having a love for music, I love talking. If you ask any of my friends or family or even associates, I just love talking, meeting new people. I feel like I can be literally way out in the middle of nowhere. If I see somebody, I'm going to talk to them. So I like engaging. I like asking questions. I'm a question person. So that is just for the love of music. That got me into wanting to, you know, open up my own media company and, you know, do interviews with artists and talent.
Right. So how hard was it starting up your own company?
Hard. I came up with a name, and after I came up with the name, I did my due diligence to check to see, hey, is this name already out there? And basically, how popular is the name? And I went from there and got an LLC and bought a mic. And I didn't have any interviews to do, but I still bought a mic and paid for the LLC. I didn't get my first real interview until maybe like 3 months later. So it was, really hard. The first interview was with Drake's dad.
I think that was fun. I think that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he was cool. He was, so someone definitely that I could talk to for a very long time. So it was a few people. It was him that I got to interview. I'm trying to think who else. I can't think of his name. Oh, Little Twist. I don't know if you're familiar with the artist from Young Money. I interviewed him.
Oh, yeah.
I interviewed this dope rapper from New York called Faya. And those were, like, some of the few that I got to, like, interview, like, 3 months after I started the company. And then from there, just kind of progressed.
So I see, you know, you've done interviews with The Game and The Baby, Jim Carrey. So how is it, NLD Chopper, so how is it interviewing big stars? Like, do you get starstruck like when you see these people, or is it just natural for you to have an interview with them?
I don't necessarily get starstruck, to be honest. I feel like some of these people, they're people, just like me and you.
Right.
The only difference is probably their tax bracket, more than likely.
Right.
I haven't really got starstruck. I mean, the one and only person out of everyone that I've interviewed where I was like extremely, extremely nervous. It was two people. It was Dame Dash. And that was only because I know that he is a New Yorker and he is straight to the point and he don't like to think,
right.
He don't like dumb questions. So him,
right.
And I wasn't necessarily starstruck. It was just like, oh, he's a big deal. Like, no, he's not a rapper, but he's like very, very influential when it comes to the hip hop culture and just building, you know, a brand and a legacy. So Dame Dash and then Jim Carrey, that was the one person that was like starstruck. Very starstruck. Because he's just like an icon.
I feel that. I feel like there's only two artists in this world who I know I would be starstruck over. And that's because I'm a fanatic of these two artists, and that is Jay-Z and Lil Wayne. Everybody else, you know, I think I would be cool. But with them two, I think I would definitely be starstruck. Like, I'd probably be forgetting that I'm interviewing them if I ever had the chance to interview them.
Yeah, Lil Wayne actually just so happens to be my favorite rapper. So if I met him, I know for sure I would be starstruck. Oprah, I think if Michael Jackson was still alive, Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Kobe Bryant, rest in peace. There's a few people that I would be like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. I met Oprah when I was a kid. I used to be a little boy scout, whatever the case. And we made it to ABC News. I forgot what we were doing, but we were on the news for that. And then we took a little trip to Oprah's studio and we met Oprah. And then, man, she was real cool way back then. I don't know how she is now, but she was real cool. Like I didn't know how big Oprah was until I got older. Like, oh, shit, Oprah's the shit. You know, but she was real,
yeah,
she was real cool.
I just want her to be I just want to be her adopted niece.
Right, you know.
You know,
I,
that she checks in from time,
you know,
to time.
Right. I just want to touch a little money. Just a little bit, not too much. Just a little bit. Have you ever interviewed an artist and it was kind of tough to interview them? Like, did you, like, their personality, like, was it kind of tough to deal with to try to interview them? But I know some of these artists are some assholes. Did you ever encounter that?
I wouldn't necessarily say they were assholes. It was more so you can tell that they were either rushing to do the interview or, like, they showed up extremely late to do the interview. Most of the time it's just I have a hard time actually dealing with artist managers, like just the management side, you know, picking out a date, and then once the date's picked out, something might happen to where we have to, you know, reschedule, and we might have, you know, 5 or 6 reschedules, although I planned for the original date to happen.
Right. So I saw you had two pictures I saw with, I believe, who were two definitely icons. The first one was Master P, and then the second one was Nip. Did you interview both of them?
No, I actually didn't get a chance. So with Master P, I was at a celebrity basketball game. It was Quavo usually has a football game in Atlanta, and he wanted to try something new, so he did a basketball game for Good Cause, for his foundation. Can't think of the name right now offhand, but it's for his foundation. And it was so much talent coming past the red carpet. It was just really hard to kind of catch them. But I got a picture. Like, he didn't really have time to stop for an interview, but I got a picture with him. And then with Nipsey, I met him a couple of times, and the chance I did have an interview with him, it just did not work out, just because the person that was coordinating everything didn't set it up right for me to interview him that night, and I was literally like a few feet away from him. But yeah, I didn't get a chance to, unfortunately, interview either one of them.
Gotcha. So how did you end up getting to the position where you could interview all these famous artists?
Just not taking no for an answer. That's probably the easiest answer that I could really give. No. So I don't have a huge backing, or I'm not like a huge conglomerate like Viacom, where they own BET, VH1, and other TV channels. So I have to work, you know, 10 times harder than the next person. So just emailing managers, emailing artists, DMing artists. And hoping that I get a reply back.
Right, I feel that. Now, I did see that you interviewed Snoop Dogg, and I know Snoop is hilarious on and off camera. His personality is just bubbly. How was the interview with Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Dogg was fun. He was fun. I feel like Snoop Dogg have always been my uncle inside my head. I feel like he's like everyone's uncle. But he was really,
right.
Really cool. Really, really, yeah. He was really, really cool. Although it was quick, I had a fun interview, you know, with him, and he early on was one of my, you know, one of the first few people that I interviewed early on, and from Snoop Dogg on, it just kind of progressed to all these other artists and talents.
Right. So who was the best interview, and who was the worst interviewer?
I don't want to say this person was the worst interview, but what I will say is this was, I'm not saying any names, but this was an up-and-coming artist that I was interviewing for a friend, and my friend showed up early on time, and the artist was like 2 hours late. I have rented I rented the studio for an hour because I don't really do long interviews, and so I rented it for an hour, and he was 2 hours. He was 2 hours late. So I wouldn't say it was like the worst, but definitely not one of my favorite interviews. The best interview?
Yeah.
The best interview I would say is probably Jim Carrey, just because he's like an icon. And I never, you know.
I kind of knew, I had a feeling. I had a feeling he was going to say Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I mean, out of all of the artists, I mean, don't get me wrong, they're very, everyone that I interviewed, I believe that they are extremely talented. I just did not think that I could be in the same room as, you know, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
He's super, super,
right.
Yeah, he's super, super nice, and, you know, he allowed me to... take a picture with him. He's
right.
Like, yeah, come on. So definitely Jim Carrey.
Right. I feel that. I feel that. I hope one day I end up getting to meet Jim Carrey because he seems like a very funny, outgoing, bubbly. Well, I know he's a funny, outgoing, bubbly person, and I could see the TV him as the real him. Like that's just him 24/7.
Oh, yeah, he was definitely all jokes, like, the entire time, and I had to keep my composure to not go off of script because it was for his movie Sonic the Hedgehog, and each media outlet, including, like, the news channel, you only have 4 minutes, and four minutes, it seems like a lot goes by very, very fast, so I had to maintain... my questions, and, you know, just even looking at him, I wanted to, you know, to laugh. He's not making me faces.
Right. What advice would you give to people who are upcoming who would try to hold, you know, positions as mine and yourself? Like, what is the best advice you could give people who want to join the media field, the media world?
I would definitely figure out who I would want to interview. Do I want to get in the entertainment world? Do I want to interview boxers? Who? Definitely figure out who you want to interview, what you want to name your company, and do you want this, is this just going to be a hobby, or is this going to be something that, like, you, like, live and breathe this, and definitely not giving up and just trying. You're not going to automatically, you know, get these big-time artists. If you do, it happens every so often, if you just so happen to, you know, luck up on it. So I know in Chicago, if you live in Chicago, you might, you know, somebody might know G Herbo. So you might luck up on a, you know, a G Herbo interview, but then, but your interviews after that, it may not be to that caliber. So definitely, just working hard and not taking no for an answer. Some of the best advice that I could give is like, no is the worst thing that someone, you know, can possibly say to you. But just because they say no, it doesn't mean that if you circle back to them 3 months down the road, a year down the road, that their no won't change to a yes.
Exactly. I definitely feel that. I definitely feel that. We've had famous people. We've interviewed famous people. This is before me. Like, I literally only been doing this for almost a year. But we've had famous people, semi-famous people, upcoming artists. Like, I love the underground artists. I feel like they're a lot more humbler than, they're very humble versus somebody that already made it. So I definitely like to see the progression of the an underground artist moving up into the mainstream versus already getting the mainstream. All right, I love, you know, the mainstream artists, you know. I would love to get them, you know, a lot. Well, I am. I'm not going to say I would love. I am going to get more people, but I love, you know, the people who are starting from scratch to get their stuff up there. But I know, like, for me, some days I have my days where I'm like, fuck, this is a lot of work. Because, like, for us, our radio show, we are on air literally every day of the week. And I'm personally on air 4 days a week. And I'm like, shit, what can I talk about today? Who can I bring on today? You know, it's like, it's a lot, but, like, it kind of comes easy sometimes. Like I'm thankful for that Clubhouse app. That's how I met you, along with others. So it makes it kind of easy when you start networking with people. I stress a lot that networking is the best way to get to know people. You know what I'm saying? You know somebody through somebody, or they have the connection, or whatever the case. And, like, I'm glad to have met you. You know what I'm saying? I haven't met anybody that had their own media company, you know, and here you are, and it's great. I don't want to say I stopped your Instagram, but I like looking at it. I'm like, oh shit, she's interviewing a whole lot of artists I love and shit. But you know, I'm appreciative that I love to network and, you know, find people such as yourself to get them on the show, and you know. Who knows what will happen after this, you know, like our show is not just local. We're heard around the world. Like there's a lot of countries that listen to it outside of the United States. And I'm pretty sure as well right. as you, you know, you're probably heard around the world, not just the United States.
Right. Well, I'm very appreciative that, you know, invited me on the show just to speak to your listeners and your audience. But the best bit of advice that I can give to anyone trying to get into the media field is just keep trying. Don't take no as an answer. And network. Network can be your best friend if you allow it to be, because you never know, you know, who you are in a room is if you don't have Clubhouse. I would definitely
right.
say utilize Clubhouse. Yeah, Clubhouse
yeah.
is definitely the business. I wouldn't be giving that advice as far as in Clubhouse last year, which is crazy. But definitely this year, I would say utilize Clubhouse. I definitely see that platform being around for a very, very long time. Right now it's in beta mode. I would love to see what
right.
happens once they fix all the little bugs, and maybe
right.
at one point it can go public. I don't
exactly.
know. I don't even know what it would look like if it went public, or if it would be some
exactly.
sort of fee. But I know that with Clubhouse, people probably wouldn't mind paying, you know, a membership fee of $5.99 a month to network with people that you wouldn't normally get a chance to network with or have a conversation.
Exactly. Because when I got the invite, I was like, oh, shit, somebody know about Radio Rail? Oh, shit, I'm going to get up in this and see what this is about. But it's been great. Like I say, huh?
You know what's been so interesting is that I heard someone a few days ago say that they've been on it since, what did they say? They said, like, August. I'm like, August? I just heard about it a month
Damn,
ago.
Damn, really? Exactly. That's,
yeah,
that's what I heard about it a month ago. That's crazy.
Yeah. Apparently, it is super exclusive, so I don't know who you have to be to actually get into Clubhouse. Eight
right.
months ago, but there were people in Clubhouse.
Yeah. I believe it started with a lot of the celebrities, and then it started branching out from there. I believe, and I don't know, don't quote me on that, but that's what I believe. But I'm thankful for, you know, people like me and you who are able to get into it, you know, and we you know, branch out from there. I had an artist a few weeks ago, before the holiday, Rosa Nice. I had her on here. I met her through the app as well, just like I met you and the other Brittany that I'm probably going to get on the show as well. But I know you gotta get up out of here. So I appreciate you getting up, you know, calling in on the show. You're always welcome to come back on the show at any time you want to. Like I say, we're on air Sunday through Friday. We're on the show. We're on air every day, and I'm on every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So whenever you want to get on, just let me know.
I appreciate you for taking the time out of all the people you have met on Clubhouse and giving me that nice invitation to do this interview and talk to the people.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I definitely have fans out there who love my Monday and Friday shows. The Friday shows is really Freestyle Friday for like artists to come on freestyle. We chop it up with them. And like my Monday shows, quick backstory, I always get banned off Facebook. Like currently right now, I'm banned on Facebook. I just talk my shit.
You're banned on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm banned. Like, so what happened was, how I ended up on radio, last November, I got banned for some shit that I don't remember what the hell I said, but they banned me, right? And I'm like, damn, I can't really talk my shit. I need a platform. So I started doing podcasts. So I started on the Anchor app. My podcast was called Talk That Ish, right? It was doing well. It was doing great. And then my childhood friend, Terry, which he is my co-host here on this show as well. His name is Beach. He goes by B-Tray. I seen him post this radio show a lot. So I'm like, hey, man, what's up to this radio show? And I want to say last year, around February, I ended up on the show. But what happened was how I got banned, I added Mark Zuckerberg. And I'm like, fuck you for always banning people for stupid shit. And literally 10 minutes later, they banned me. They gave me 30 days, right? So that's what led me to the podcast. And then now I got the radio show. So the Monday show is literally my producer lets me say whatever the hell I want to say. And I love it because I can talk my shit about whatever I want to talk about on my Monday. All the other days, I got to be kind of, you know, a little bit sophisticated because we'll have artists on the shows. Thursdays is for poets and things of that nature. But, like, my Monday is called Madness Monday. You never know what's going to come out of my mouth. You never know who's going to be on the show. I could just be me, and I love it.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. I definitely, before I cap out, I definitely, you know, whoever's listening, if you are an up-and-coming artist, reach out to me. My company, once again, is called Next Up Hip Hop. You can email me your music at nextuphiphop1, like the number one, at gmail.com. And send in some of your music. I'll tap in with you to let you know what I think of it, and we can talk about you possibly being featured on my website and things of that nature.
So what I'm going to do, I have two artists in mind that they're my favorite two artists that's here in Chicago. One is in Indiana, one is here in Chicago. I'm going to give them your info and have them hit you up. So I know that they're, you know, they're up and, well, one of them is kind of solidified, but the other one is up and coming. So I'm definitely going to throw them your way, you know, so I'm going to definitely do that for you. So I'm going to definitely hit them up and throw them your way.
Cool, cool. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. So thank you again for being on the show. I always appreciate when people accept my invites. And like you say, take no for an answer. Give everybody where they can find you, all your social, well, whatever social media you want to give out, go ahead and give that out.
Next Up Brittany. You can find me on Next Up Brittany, N-E-X-T Brittany, BRITTENEY, or my actual business page, which is Next Up Hip Hop One, like the number one.
All right. So, again, I thank you for calling in on the show here on OG Radio. I appreciate it. And hopefully we do a little more business down the road. I know I will more than likely reach out to you for a lot of advice here in the future, because I have a big plan for our radio show, and I definitely will seek a lot of guidance from people who've already, you know, made that, paved the way for people. So thank you, and hopefully you'll be back soon, and you have yourself a good night.
Of course, of course. You too. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate it. Good night.
Good night.
So, everybody, that has concluded Friday Night Sit Down. Everybody who sat through the show for our technical difficulties in the beginning. Again, I wasn't home for a while, so I reached out to Jen to have her help me out. I don't know what the hell y'all heard in the beginning. I hope y'all did hear me. This is a prime example of networking. Again, if you're an iPhone user, download the Clubhouse app. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say download it, because you have to have an invite from somebody. But real shit, if you right now, I currently can invite 5 people, right? So if you are up-and-coming radio host, if you are an artist, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're starting up a business, anything of that nature, reach out to me. Follow my Instagram, HellRell1290, HellRell1290. DM me, and I will get you an invite to the Clubhouse app. Right now it's in beta mode, and it's currently for iPhone users, and you can network your ass off. There are so many people in there, like Baron Davis, Shanae Lathan, Master P. Like, I've been in conversations with a lot of people, 21 Savage. You know, there's a lot of CEOs and artists who's out there who spreads out the words for, you know, a lot of people. You know, got a lot of things going. And you gain a lot of knowledge from this app, networking with people. That's how I met Brittany. Funny, real quick, the headliner was something about titties. So I woke up to that, and I was like, listen. So I chimed in, and I ended up meeting her and 2 other Britneys as well. I gravitated more towards this Britney because she has her own. She's a black female who owns her own media company. So I gravitated towards that because I felt like it was in the same realm as the direction of OG Radio. So I was like, that she would be perfect. And by me taking the 2 weeks off of vacation and the baby coming and everything, I was like, man, I need to get somebody of a nice stature here on the radio. And you know, I reached out to her, and she wanted to get on. So, you know, that's where we're at. So I hope everybody have a safe and fun weekend. Quote, unquote, it might snow, it might not snow. I don't really know. You know how Chicago weather be, so bipolar. So I want everybody to be safe. This Sunday, Terry is doing his show, Sunday Night Sit Down. So tune in this Sunday to listen to B-Trey. And then you hear me Monday for Monday Madness. You hear me and Genesis for Tuesday, Let's Talk Tuesday. Every so often you hear AK get on Wednesdays for Request Wednesdays. You just request the music, and you know, he'll play it. Thursdays, Poetry Thursdays with me and Genesis, and Fridays is normally Freestyle Fridays with myself. So I'm going to play us out to Leon Gitz, featuring I want to say For Money Butter, maybe, or For Butter. I can't. But it's called Forgive Me. It's one of my favorite songs. here on OG Radio. I have a lot of favorite songs, and this is one of them, Positive Rotation. So I thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I appreciate it. So without further ado, here is Forgive Me, and good night, everybody.
You cannot just buy a drip, you cannot just buy a drip, you cannot walk out of walk. You cannot drip, fire drip. You cannot walk how I walk. Pocket was full off the lint. They had no money to talk. You cannot live how I live. Yeah. You cannot live how I live. You crossed me once, I can't forgive you. We went way down, now we up now. 10 fingers, 10 toes down. Bang rolls for the pros now. Don't say the sky's a limit. I've been above it, it's just the beginning. Drinking it, pain away, sipping on Henny. Headed for greatness, are you coming with me? Remember the day I was broke, had to get front of the zone, posted in front of the stove, the money was coming in slow, my girl was ready to go, the bags were packed at the dope, she told me love don't live anymore, that little rap shit you do is a joke. I ate Doritos and noodles for dinner, was cold every winter, my stove was a heater, my bed was a blanket, my patience is running a little thinner, got up and decided to be a winner, told the blood that I want a whole plate, gave it to me for the wholesale, got it all off in 4 days, now 8 coming through the post mail, I put the drip in the vision, right away you see the difference, yo. A nigga about his business and all my niggas on a mission.
Yeah.
Getting money while the crowd of haters getting thicker. I don't give a fuck about them.
Nah.
Forgot about them, won't forgive them.
Never.
Nah.
You cannot drip how I drip. You cannot walk how I walk. Pocket was full off the lint. They had no money to talk. You cannot live how I live. Yeah. You cannot live how I live. You crossed me once, I can't forgive you. We went way down, now we up now. 10 fingers, 10 toes now. Bang rolls for the pros now. Don't say the sky's the limit. I've been above it, it's just the beginning. Drinking it, pain away, sipping on Henny. Headed for greatness, are you coming with me?
Get reason notice, moving house to house. Till we figured out, we hotel it out. Dirty tail, wearing the same shoes with mismatched socks. We deserve a shot, coming up now. Nah, we ain't have a lot. Way before Nick, we were wildin' out. Thought he was my homie, he didn't cross me out. Thought she was my bitch, the business changed a lot.
Hey,
could afford Jordans, could afford to buy a Pelly. Drunk sink water with a peanut butter jelly. From that day I knew I had to get rich. Lights off, I hope the candle stays lit. Fell asleep, hungry, woke up, hungry days like this. I cannot forget. Gotta appreciate the good times. Set a couple tits apart, die. 101, a whole cool rap.
Yeah.
Fuck you if you ain't come from my side. Bang, bang, don't be lacking no time. Phone off, use the neighbor's Wi-Fi. They ain't tripping, they ain't even know about it. Free jelly, he be out in no time. You cannot drip how I drip. You cannot walk how I walk. Pocket was full off the lint. They had no money to talk. You cannot live how I live. You cannot live how I live. You crossed me once, I can't forgive you. We went way down, now we up now. 10 fingers, 10 toes down. Bang rolls for the pros now. Don't say the sky's the limit. I've been above it, it's just the beginning. Drinking it, pain away, sipping on Henny. Headed for greatness, are you coming with me?